hoist till heart, faith in your word, that you are all wisdom for me.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor for this time. We thank you because you are God. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let everyone who have come here today realize the reality of you. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated. Fuel for praise and worship. Part 2. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning. We had a week-long church dedications, crusades, and several highly impacting activities. We'll show them to you at the end of the service. Right now, Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. We want to understand the factors that fuel the lifestyle of praise and worship. We live in a world today that is on a head-on collision with our praise life. Everything around wants to take the praise out of your mouth. Everything. On a consistent basis, we hear news, we read things. The devil, seeing how woefully he failed in the COVID-19 situation, from what we heard, is planning to introduce COVID-21. More deadly, more demonic, more devastating. But God is bigger than them. Everything around. What do you do to boost, fertilize, and amplify your praise life? I can speak without this mic. What do you do to boost, to amplify, to fertilize your praise life? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing? You are not hearing, but you are hearing now. This thing has amplified my voice. I did not increase my voice. I only brought an amplifier. And it has made you to hear clearly what I'm saying. What are the things that can amplify your praise life? That can make your praise life to gain fire, gain motion, gain audience with God? We looked at four things in the first service, and that was the attitude of joyfulness, We saw the possession of understanding. We saw reflection on the goodness of God. We saw the fullness of the Spirit. I cannot go over them, but the message was quite intense. And I would like you to pick the message if possible. In this service, we are looking at four others. And number one here is the attitude of thankfulness. The attitude of thankfulness. Thankfulness is a major doorway to praisefulness. To be thankful is to be effortlessly praiseful. The flow of thanks is inevitably the flow of praise. Where your thanks stop, there your praise stops. In Psalm 100 and in verse 4, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. If you are not lacking in thanks, you can never be lacking in praise. Psalm 69, verse 30 to verse 31. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hooves. Thanksgiving. For as long as you can see something to thank God for, you will always see something to praise God for. For as long. Psalm 147 and in verse 7, it shows us the link. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Somebody say a loud amen. What do you do? First, determine to be on the lookout for something to thank God for permanently. Just be on the lookout. You slept last night and you woke up this morning, it wasn't by your power. Be on the lookout to see and hear something to thank God for permanently. Thank him for it and proceed in praise. You are in health now. There are people on admission in the hospital now. Terrible pain is not by your power. Don't take traveling from here to the village or traveling from here to Mina and back for granted. There are those who traveled like that and never returned. There are those who broke the leg on the journey. There are those who encountered kidnappers on the journey. There are those who encountered robbers on the journey. Just be determined to be on the lookout. We came back from the crusade yesterday, and one of our young men texted me and said, oh, they are, those who served at the crusade, he texted and said, they have returned back, that they have just arrived at Abuja. And I called on the spot, oh, you have returned? Thank God. We appreciate God for journey mercies. That was not to be taken for granted. Determined to locate something to thank God for permanently. And I'll tell you the reason why shortly. Second, thank God for every good good thing you see on the way to where you are going. For every good thing you see on the way to where you are going. What is the meaning of that? There is something you want to achieve. You have not achieved all of it yet. But you have achieved some measure of it. Thank God for the measure that is achieved. Practical example. You want to make a powerful construction. You have not finished the building yet. Thank God for the foundation. When the foundation is complete. Thank God for the superstructure. Thank God for the partition walls. And thank God for the columns. Thank God for the roofing when you reach that stage. And thank God for the finishing. You don't wait until you achieve your destination before you give thanks to God. To wait for that is to wait for too long. It won't happen on time. What you want to achieve, if that is what you want to see before you thank God, you will wait for very long. It will not happen on time. Am I communicating? Thank God for little victories and you will begin to see major victories. Thank God for minor victories, you will begin to experience mega victories. This is what it means. The more thankful you are, the more you will have to be thankful for. Did you hear what I said? The more thankful you are, the more you will have to be thankful for. If you are thankful, you will never lack reasons to thank. The more thankful you are, the more you will have to be thankful for. If you are thankful, you will lack reasons. Thanks. When you are thankful, you are set for your tank to be full. You cannot run an empty tank in life if you are thankful. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. I prophesy to somebody here, in this Christmas season, you will not lack reasons for thankfulness. Can that amen multiply like fire? Reasons to thank God will multiply for you in this December season. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. On your way to where you are going, thank God. You have not married yet, but you have seen who to marry. Thank God. You don't have money to marry. Thank God. There are those who have money to marry, but they are too confused to know who to marry. Thank God. They don't know whether all the people around them are around them because of their money. So there is a lot of confusion. Thank God. Everywhere you are, whatever, on your way to where you are going, thank God. So, we have the attitude of thankfulness. Number two is the possession of revelation. In the last service, we looked at understanding, but here is revelation. The possession of light, the possession of truth, the possession of insight. Revelation is a major facilitator of adoration. The deeper your revelation, the deeper your adoration. The deeper your light, the deeper your worship. When you see people who write or receive songs, every song that people sing or write or receive is a function of their depth, a function of their light, a function of their encounters, their experiences, a function of the depths in their heart. It has been said that hymnology is a function of spirituality. Revelation. What revelation? Two revelations. Number one is the revelation of who God is. John chapter 4 verse 23 to 24. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in revelation. For that is truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that must worship him in spirit and in revelation. Truth. Truth is the word. Thy word is truth. John 17:17b. Revelation. Somebody say amen. What is the meaning of that? Press into God. Ask God to show you himself. Let me know you. I want to know you more. More and more and more. Teach me to know you more and more. I want to know you more. More and more and more. Teach me to know you more and more. I want to love you more. More and more and more. Teach me to know you, love you more and more. I want to love you more. More and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. The reason why worship was so effortless for David was because, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after you. You alone are my heart desire, and alone to worship you. You alone are my strength, my to was permanently pursuing God, permanently knowing God, locating depths in God, and that gave him effortless praise. It's the revelation of who God is, and second, it is the revelation of the word. The deeper your light, the deeper your praise. Insight explodes people into excitement and praise. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And your word exploded joy in me. Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16. Your word exploded joy in me. Of course, joy leads to praise. I rejoiced at your word. As one who found great spoil. That would be Psalm 119 verse 162. As one who found great spoil. I rejoice at thy word. As one that findeth great spoil. Psalm 71 verse 22. He said, I will also praise thee with thy stuttering, even thy truth, O my God. Your revelation will cause my praise to rise. Unto thee will I sing with the harp. Psalm 56 verse 4. In God will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And then verse 10 of Psalm 56. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. To be worded is to be an effortless worshiper. To wordfulness equals worshipfulness. Wordfulness equals praisefulness. When you see new things from the scripture on a continuous basis, it explodes you in praise and in worship. I pray for somebody here today. Your praise life is shifting levels. It's shifting levels. Your praise life, your worship life is shifting levels. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Number four, or number three, appreciating God's work of creation causes praise to flow. Appreciating God's work of creation. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, you set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightst steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? When you look at the wonders of creation, it explodes praise. Psalm 19 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 19 verse 1 to 2 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Everything is just praising God. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Psalm 89 and verse 5. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. The heavens shall praise thy wonders. Psalm 148 verse 1 to 4. Psalm 148, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him. Listen, sun and moon, praise him. All ye stars of light, praise him. Ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens, praise him. Everything praises God. And when you look at creation and you look at nature, as they praise God, it provokes the praise. Somebody say amen. How many of you have ever sat beside a flowing brook of water in the rocky place with birds flying, and you literally feel the presence of God? It's not as if you are in church, but you just felt the presence of God. You have ever sat in the midst of maybe green vegetation, just endless, big mountains, and you felt the presence of God. Actually, scientists have discovered that out of all those creative things, there are vibrations that can be detected only by certain very high-level machines vibrating and celebrating and praising God. One day somebody gave us a clip of a bird that was literally praising and dancing and celebrating. You showed me that clip. And it was wonderful how that bird was even buying down at some times and praising and so on. All of creation praises God. In case, when I was getting the call of God into the ministry, I went into the bush to pray in 1996. 96, May ending. The very last weekend of May, the Friday of that 96. And I went in. It was to the mountainous areas in Plateau State. Mountainous area that had flower around very beautiful place around the Barkin Ladi area of Plateau State, Kanarop area. And I sat there, and this was 3 days waiting on the Lord, fasting. There was a guest house there, the Calvary School of Ministry, Capro, in the middle of those rocks there. And the presence of God, awesome presence. On the second night, I was hearing the voice of God very clearly on what to do and how to step out into ministry in the midst of those rocks, in the midst of worship. That is part of the inspiration why you see the rose of Sharon Park here and all the things. I mean, from then on and even before then, that passion, that attachment to the creation of God, birthing praise, remained ingrained. Once in a while, visit these places and just sit there, just you and God, and just let your heart out to God in praise and worship. It will cause effortless praise to flow. I speak by prophecy to somebody. Everything that is trying and attempting to dry your praise, I command it dried up right now. In the name of Jesus. God will establish beauty and dignity and serenity around you. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. In our place, in Benue State, we did the metal statues of instrumentalists. One playing the saxophone, one playing the guitar, one playing the conga drum, and there is a fourth one playing the other type of drum. And then they were molded with metal, and grass, creeping grass grew on them, so they are like grass standing, but it's playing saxophone. The other one is playing drum. The other one is playing. And the person who was constructing at that time said, every time you came to that place, you felt the presence of God. That it was as if the instruments were actually being played in the midst of that grass. All of nature, all of creation, they flow in praise to God. This season, I prophesy to you, your praise will never dry. Say amen like a believer. Your praise will never dry. What is our final for this service? Fuel for praise. It is faith in God's faithfulness. Faith in the faithfulness of God is a trigger for praise. Belief in the reliability of God, that God is reliable, it triggers praise. Being confident that God is not deceiving you, God is not lying to you, being aware that God is real, makes praise effortless. They believe his word. They sang his praise. Psalm 106 verse 12. Everywhere there is belief, there will be praise. Everywhere there is faith, there will be praise. Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 20 was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Where faith is strong, praise is strong. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He says, whom having not seen, you have not seen him yet, yet you love him. And in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, just by believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of praise. You are in a level of belief that caused your joy to explode. That is advanced faithology. You are dancing for what you have not yet seen. You are celebrating and jubilating for manifestations that are not yet manifested. Because you believe. Can I make this clear to you? That where faith is found, praise is natural. Where faith is found, praise is natural. Praise is normal. The absence of faith is the death of praise. The absence of faith is the death of praise. Say it the other way. The presence of doubt is the burial of praise, is the death of praise. Where a man is doubting God, well, God is favoring others. Oh, I don't know what I did against God. It will kill your praise. They had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus took it because he had faith. The first thing he did was to give thanks. John chapter 6 verse 11. It is not your situation that is responsible for your lack of praise. It is your conviction. Your conviction. It is the presence or absence of conviction that will be responsible for the presence or absence of praise, not the situation. He had 5 loaves and 2 fishes because he had faith that the people will be fed. He gave thanks. He gave praise. At the tomb of Lazarus, because he had faith that Lazarus will be raised from the dead, the first thing he did, John chapter 11 verse 41, was to give praise. He lifted up his eyes and gave thanks first. Praise is natural. We have faith. It's in place. What is the counsel? To remain in praise, continue to charge your faith. Don't ever let the devil bring you to a hopeless, faithless position. To remain in praise, you must continue to charge your faith and starve your doubt. That's right. To remain in praise, you must continue to charge your faith and starve your doubt. And you will remain in praise. Listen to those messages and read those books that confirm to you that God is faithful and God is reliable. Then your praise is alive. Today, I take authority over every root of doubt, every root of unbelief. I command you, dry up to your roots right now. Dry up to your roots right now. Dry up to your roots right now. I gave a counsel in the first service, and that counsel remains constant. To do everything you can to keep your praise flowing. For 3 reasons. Your praise compels divine attention. When you are praising and worshiping, God's attention is drawn. Many of us seek human attention, but the most important attention is divine attention. Your praise compels divine intervention. where God steps in. You can see it's a progression. First, attention. Second, intervention. He steps in to correct what is wrong. And third, your praise compels divine habitation. Where God steps in, not just to correct something, but to stay. See me. I'm here. I have come. Let me see the devil that will share you with me. Hey! Hey! Will you stand up with a shout of praise? Say after me, from divine attention. From divine attention. To divine intervention. To divine habitation. My praise is relevant. To move from divine attention to divine intervention to divine habitation. Allah, 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 Allah. When the consuming fire arrives around your life, who know, no? They are showing you those instrumentalists there, playing drums. Who know, no? Kono. Who know, no? Kono. Instrumentalists. You feel God in the environment, in the vicinity, just enjoying their lives. Who know, no? Kono. Hey. Hey. Hey! 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 Is somebody ready to celebrate God for the next 7 minutes? You want to celebrate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Rose of Sharon. 7 minutes of praise, and let something happen. Let something happen. 7 minutes of praise. Let's go.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He's taking away my sorrows now. Say, I got my guru, hallelujah, guru. I got my para, hallelujah, para. Say, because of Jesus, everything I shall try to do. Double it, double it, every blessing.
Follow me, I am. I am.
celebration shall never depart from your life. This December season shall be the best you have ever witnessed. The best is about to come. The best you have seen so far is around the corner. And this is what the Lord showed me before I came in here. What you haven't seen before. The kind of testimonies, manifestations, signs, wonders you never saw before. Between now and the 31st of December, it shall be manifested. This is a season for celebration. A season for festivity. It shall not be for you and your family a season of sorrow. It shall not be for you and your family a season of bereavement. In the name of Jesus. Every organized and calculated sorrow, packaged for you and packaged for your family in this season, is retrieved and refired back to senders. In the name of Jesus. You shall step into the coming year dancing. Step into the coming year celebrating. You shall step into the coming year jubilating. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands high. This prophetic declaration will work for you if you have totally handed over your life to Jesus and you have your sins forgiven. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come forward to hand your life over to Jesus. Give yourself to God. Have your sins forgiven. Be delivered from every form of addiction, tobacco, smoking, alcohol, prostitution, pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, masturbative addiction, any form of addiction, gambling, or you went back to the world, you want to rededicate yourself. Quickly come forward at the count of
the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. I will obey.
I live
for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Let's go on.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let's go on.
I welcome you all in Jesus' precious name. Can you place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me? Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.